Blog Talk Radio.
Find it. Try it. Paint. Find it. Try it. Paint it. Love it. Find it. Try it. Paint it. Love it. Find it. Try it. Paint it. Love it. Find it, try it, paint it, love it. Find it, try it, paint it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming, due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Mama said there'll be days like this. Mama said don't behave like this. Almost every other night I used to pray, don't let me end up in the grave like this. I used to hustle by the day like this. The homies wonder how I changed like this. The same ones that used to call me up for drugs, now call me just to pray like this. I used to party every day like this. Now I'm in worship all day like this. I beat the spirit now, I don't beat the flesh, 'cause I knew I would not stay like this. Mama called me, she told me that she worried, yeah, 'cause I'm exposing so many celebrities. She said that I might just need some security. I laughed 'cause there really is no fear in me. How can people see the tyranny? How can you be hearing me but really you not hearing me? The difference between me and them, they rap to feed you lyrically, I rap to feed you spiritually. How do we got so much silent men? I guess those 501c3s got y'all with the enemy. There's no rain in the shit I am. They got your soul in prison, the spiritual penitentiary. God woke me up for a mission. You wearing God is dope clothing, but that owner ain't even a Christian. Using Christians for money's sake, and y'all taking the bait. Man, that really gives me a stomach ache. And I don't wanna hear about your watch. I don't wanna hear about what you drive fresh up off the lot. No, I wanna hear about the glory. So much power mess around and make a demon wanna call the cops. You fight against flesh and blood and perish 'cause lack of knowledge, not realizing the devil's the op. You say you following Christ 'cause that's just what you taught. I tell you straight from your sin, you look at me in shock. I can tell if you love God by how you acting. It's not about just hearing, it's about taking action. Not just now, but everlasting. You say that you praying, but are you fasting? Separate the real from the fakes. Every day another witch on my case, 'cause I am not afraid. I just put it right in your face. Witchcraft is just not my taste. Get out my face. You're mad 'cause your favorite singer is getting exposed on how they follow Lucifer. Rituals at awards, covenant keepers. We keep on telling the people, but they do not believe us. The shepherds, the sheep us, the find us, the keep us. You staying blind, you gon' wake up to the Grim Reaper. How many people gotta tell you they on demon time before you actually see that they got a demon mind? You calling that art, I know that that's a lie. You see the front guy, I see the one behind. Here's an eyes of the portals for the soul, Watch what you hear, 'cause the devil coming whispering, yeah. Have you thinking about things that you ain't think were there? Yeah. The day of the Lord is here.
This is a product of WBNN. This is Trenton Make Show. I'm your host, Ricardo Richard, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dialing 516-453-7000. 9133. Press 1 to you. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Hey, you guys. So, listen, I am excited. I get so excited every time that I have the opportunity to do this or whatever. I'm so grateful. So grateful. I want to let you guys know I am literally 2.5 weeks away from my movie premiere. It's called Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. If you are in the New Jersey area, in the Philadelphia area, I would love for you guys to pull up on me. The show starts at, actually, the premiere starts 5:30, and the movie starts at 6:30, and it's over at 8:30. This has been a very, like, a labor of love for me. I've been working on the show since 2016, and it aired 2018. It's my first movie, and I'm really, really, really excited about it. So if you're in the area, the address is 5 Pioneer Boulevard, West Hampton, New Jersey. I would just love for you guys to pull up on me. I never thought in a million years that I would actually have my own first movie. Giving all glory and honor to God. I want people, you know, coming to watch this movie. I would love for them to go check out season 1 and season 2 on YouTube now. All the listeners, if you can hear me, please, I would definitely appreciate it. If you guys could go on YouTube, type in Bitter, B-I-T-T-E-R, the and sign, Broken, B-R-K-E-N, web series, W-E-B-S-E-R-I-E-S, and hit the subscribe button. Listen, we have millions of listeners that tune in every day on this network, and I would love for the people that come, you know, on my show to listen to Trenton Mix, I would love for a fraction of y'all to go on my YouTube page and check out my series, the subscribe, the subscriptions, and the sharing. All of that stuff helps. You get what I mean? Me continue to do what I do or whatever. My premiere is a free premiere. I didn't want anybody to not come if they didn't have the money, but I am taking donations. So if you feel inspired or you feel led to donate, when you come, donate. If you don't want to donate, you don't have to donate. I was getting a lot of, you know, I guess scuttlebutt or just people didn't understand, like, why are you not selling, you know, why are you not selling tickets? Because people was reaching out to me like, I want to buy tickets. And I just honestly really wanted to give something back to my community. Again, you, everybody that's been following me for the last 2 years, you guys know that my brother was murdered almost 2 years ago, coming up in July. And, you know, I wanted to dedicate this movie to him. Again, I felt like I couldn't save my brother, but I'm hoping that through this film and through the things that God is going to use me with, that I'm able to help save somebody else's life and that they won't have to go through what I went through. Also, the film is also dedicated to my late grandma who passed away last year, a year and a half ago from cancer. My stepmom who I just lost a couple months ago from cancer as well, and my grandfather who I lost from cancer. So all of this movie is about them. Not about them, it's dedicated to them and their lives. So pull up. If you don't got no money, still come. Listen, just come and get the message, because I really believe that hurt people, bitter and broken is something real, is universal. Everybody goes through things. Everybody's been hurt before. Everybody's hurt people intentionally or unintentionally. So it's time for some healing. So come to my show and pull up on me. I would definitely appreciate it. It's going to be a vibe. I want people to leave my show and feel like, okay, I know that God loves me. I want people to leave my show and feel like, okay, my mom wasn't there or my dad wasn't there. Okay, that doesn't stop me from being all that God is calling me to be. I talk about mommy and daddy's issues all the time on my show because I feel like the foundation, you know, it's like we learn so much from our parents in our home. And a lot of times our foundations are broken. You get what I mean? So what happens is people grow up feeling broken, and then they later create these families from a broken foundation. So in order for you to heal, you got to go back to the foundation, which is your childhood. The healing has to start from there. Well, actually with you and God first, and then, you know, through counseling and doing the work, you can also heal. But it's a process, and it's not a – everybody process is different with healing, just like everybody, if somebody passed away, their grievance is different. But like I said, I would love for y'all to pull up on me. I'm so excited. I just can't believe it, y'all. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be redundant. We're going to get out to our guests. But I just, I'm having an aha moment, you guys. Like, I just never thought in a million years God would use me to have a movie. And I'm just excited. I wrote Hurt People, Hurt People when I was in a dark place, you guys. But everything in me was telling me to write, you know, through the pain. And I felt like God was telling me to write through what I was going through. And I'm really so glad that I did because, you know, my life changed when I started walking in purpose. So everybody that's listening, you got a purpose. You got a calling. You got something that it is that God wants you to do in this life. Don't get caught up in, you know, money, cars, clothes, your childhood trauma, just pain where that can stop you from being and living your fullest potential. On the other side of that pain, that grief, that rejection is a better version of you waiting for you to heal. You get what I mean? It is available. And it's there. And I want to let you guys know that when you go through something, you should grow through it. Because I was listening to T.D. Jakes. And he said something about, he's talking about Joseph. And anybody know about the story of Joseph? Basically, his brothers did him dirty. They was jealous of him. They threw him in a pit. He was sold into slavery. He was lied for the Potiphar's wife. He was thrown into prison. But the scripture says that God was with him. And it was a lot that happened. But one thing that T.D. Jakes said that inspired me so much, you guys, he talked about, but Joseph's latter days was so much better. When I look at the story of Job, he went through so much. He lost 10 of his kids. He lost everything. You get what I'm saying? His family turned their back on them. You get what I'm saying? He felt like he wanted to die. And then in the end, it says that his greater days would be, his latter days will be his better days. So I just want to declare that over somebody's life. Yeah, you might feel like you're going through the worst right now. Yeah, you feel defeated. Yeah, you feel depressed. Yeah, you feel rejected. Yeah, you feel heartbroken. But I want to let you know that at the end of the day or whatever, like, it's only temporary, and your latter days will be your greater days. And in the scripture where it talks about that is, when it talks about us having these people having a bad time, remember, it's only a moment. You get what I'm saying? And that touched me because even though Job and Joseph went through all of this, all of these things, their latter days was greater. So guess what? They had so much more joy in their life than their pain. But a lot of times we focus on the pain so much and we feel like it's never going to get better. But we got to change our mindset and we got to know that we're new creatures in God. So last thing, anybody, I want to let everybody know, listen, I'm a believer. I love God. I do this for God. I want to let everybody know that, listen, Jesus is the answer. He's the only way to God. He wants a relationship with you. He's in love with you. He's called you even before your mama and your daddy got together. So I'm just here as a vessel and letting y'all know how much Jesus loves y'all. All right, you guys. So I get a chance to interview a talented, you know, young man out of the city of Trenton. I'm really excited. I love to give my guests their roses, you know, their flowers, like when they come on the show. I would say genuinely, this is somebody I call like my bro, my little bro, you feel me? Like, one thing I would say about you, Davon, if you can hear me, always from, you're a little bit younger than me, not that much younger, but always just been a genuine, upstanding guy, positive, like just a go-getter. And What I love about you is that you never allow your circumstances to deter you for who you are. You go hard. I respect you as a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be seeing you do your thing. You was in Jamaica, L.A., like, and you young. You feel me? And it's just, like, it's so inspiring this, for other young men to see that. Like, listen, I don't have to conform. I don't have to compromise. I don't have to be street. I don't got to be what I'm not. Because what I realize is, like, for me, I would say, bro, like, when we grew up in the hood. And for me sometimes, right, I struggled sometimes with my identity when I was younger. I used to want to, like, fit in. And, like, I'm like, yo, I'm different from them. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm so grateful, like, for who I am now because it's just like I was telling my boy yesterday, Devon, like, I feel like I could be myself after all these years. And I feel like God doesn't bless who you pretend to be. So yeah, exactly. I'm grateful that God has blessed me because I'm walking in my purpose. I'm walking in my calling. You feel what I'm saying? So I just always appreciated it about you. You feel me? Like, you know how, like, when you're young or whatever, and you know when you're young and you're in the hood, it's like, throw that rap on, throw this, da, da, da. I used to be like, bro, you know I like some brandy. You like, throw that brandy.
Right,
you feel
right.
I'm like, that's what's good. Like, you feel me, where I could be myself and I ain't gotta feel like I got to be gangster. I got to be this and that. Like, so I always appreciated it about you. So I just wanted to give you a flower.
I appreciate you having me.
And I just want you to keep going and all that you're doing. I'm excited, bro, that you here. You feel what I'm saying? Like, when I reached out to you and I let you know about everything, you know, you was on board. So I'm just really, really excited. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. So I want you just to introduce yourself. You know, you just tell everybody, like, your name or whatever, and just tell them, you know, where you come from and what made you decide that music was something that you wanted to do.
Okay, well, I want to say thank you. Like you said, you're your roses. I want to say thank you for having me on the show. I'm also proud of you as my brother. You know, you're writing a movie, you're doing big things. I'll be there for the premiere. And I want to say thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. My name is Davon Harrison. I go by Davon Cornell, which is my middle name. I'm from Trenton, New Jersey, section to be exact. And I just wanted more out of life. You know, like you said, we come from the hood. We're very limited on resources and outlets. So, you know, I want to be that outlet for my city, and that's what God's purpose for me to be. And he always told me, you know, go bigger and better. And he's going to bless me so that I could be a blessing to my family, my friends, and my city, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, bro, are you in a good location? Because I know the phone is, like, it's a little breaking up a little bit. So are you good?
Breaking up. Can you hear me now?
Huh?
Can you hear me good now?
Yeah, it's just like, it's like fading in and out a little bit.
All right. Check one, two. Go ahead, Carnell. Go ahead and talk to us.
Check one, two. You hear me?
Yeah, you're still fading a little bit. Are you on speakerphone? Are you on speakerphone or are you on a headset?
Can you hear me?
Hey, a little bit better. Okay.
All
right. So, look, my bad about that, bro. But, okay. So, that's what I'm saying or whatever. When did it really hit you where you just like, all right, got it? Because I know that is a difference between, like, wanting to do something. You got millions of people in the hood, and I always tell this to people all the time. You got so many people who are dope. Like, it's the next Michael Jackson in the hood. It's the next Beyonce in the hood. But everybody doesn't take those opportunities and their talents to take it to the next level, because it's one thing to have a gift. The gift comes from God. But people don't realize that you have to walk in your gift. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And I love when this prophet, the other day when I went to Philly, I listened to this prophet. He said, you have to make a relationship with your gift. And I'm like, whoa, like, I never heard that before. But if you think about a relationship, you know, you got to take time out with the person that you, you know, building a relationship. You got to cultivate some things, cultivate trust and all those other things. So when it says about making a relationship with your gift, I'm like, wow, like, you really have to spend time. You got to work at it. It's like working the muscle, like, you know, like,
right, exactly.
As you keep working out, you know what I mean, you're going to get, you know what I mean, get more stronger and more built. So it's the same thing with the gift. So it's just like, it's one thing to have a dream or to say, all right, I'm going to do it, but, like, what made you say, no, but I'm actually going to, like, put money into creating my films or my videos and all of that stuff?
Just like you said, God, you know, I can't really take the credit for that. I would just say I put in a little effort and God does the rest. Like I said, I always wanted bigger, and I had to really, like you said, you have to really evaluate your life. What do you love doing? And say if I wasn't to get no money from it, I love doing music. I love the whole process of creating this whole sound, this whole particular sound that sounds different from everyone else, and making it unique and letting the world hear it. And like I said,
absolutely,
if I wasn't to get paid, this is a hobby that I love to do, and this is something that I know that God has put in me. I can write songs. I can match it with the beat and make it go with it. It's giving me that, why not use it? Why not go for it? We're going to shoot for the stars. You know what I mean? Because why can't we do it? And that's like that's what I say in my mind all the time. I wake up and I say, we always think about, oh, we can't do this, so we're limited on this, but we can't limit God because he's limitless. You know what I mean? Like, when you think that it can't be done, he's going to show you that he can do it. Our faith has to match it. So you can't say, well, I want to do this and that, and your faith don't match it. So God just waiting for you to make that move. And if you don't make that move, it might not ever happen. So we going for it all money in, you know?
Exactly. All right, bro. Stay tuned. Stay on hold. Track next by DJ Legend, Brother O.
Okay. You ready? Yeah, easy Moreno, Papi Loco, back to work, come and see me. Got a taste of fame, but the flavor didn't intrigue me. I am never gassed up, my drive been a easy. Compliments a Halloween trick when they treat me. Trippin' living Fiji, picking at the cheat sheet. Like you wanna beat me, I am not competing. Love it when they throw the salt, I add it to my seasoning. I don't argue credit, homie, you can have it freely. My father sees me, and my glory coming, I don't need a nominee, see. Anointing me with oil, yeah, I'm talking greasy. Black day of one energy, they try to crease me. Boy, this way too easy. Y'all don't know the KB who I was back in BC. My X-Men was a Wolverine, I marvel that he freed me. Used to wanna roll in double R's, Puerto Rican speech. Up in PR, couple sweethearts, sipping rum and kiwi. I would live for the dreams of the top, believe me. I was woken up, I couldn't speak, I heard the king's speech. Christ Jesus got me through this bittersweetly. I was down to die for this, so canceling is easy. Did this shit for years, even when no one respected it. All these knives in my back, I probably built a set with it. Healing set up backwards, so I don't stay upset with it. Crossing for the crown, yeah, I already accepted it. Suffer for what's right and honor, I am out here blessing it. You weren't way too Hollywood, were you too impressed with it? How you yawning, God who made the stars through instant messages. God is in control, his grace, it ain't no manifesting it. Cage of the second it, I put my name on it, it's KB. 6'2 when I'm praying, on my knees, I look like AV. That's Jehovah needs, see the serpents underneath me. I was down to die for this, your threats are way too...
Come on, man.
You guys, and we are back. I'm excited. So, bro, you there, right?
No, he's right now trying to get his line right. He'll be popping. Yeah, he's going to get his line right at this time. So we, you know, when he gets back on, I'll let you know.
No, he with me, bro. He with me, brother. I merged them
in. Does it sound better?
Yeah.
Oh man,
better.
You sound wonderful. Okay, all right. Outstanding results.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, listen, bro, I want you to describe to me, because I don't know what the sound is. I know, to me, it's, like, melodic. It's, like, I don't know. It's the vibe. So, it's, like, how would you describe your sound? Like, because you can, I always tell you, you can actually sing a little bit. So, it's just, like, you singing, you rapping, like, but how would you describe it?
Like you said, simple as that. It's a vibe, you know. I think that, like, this era is a lot of drill music, and I feel like that's why our killing is going up and the crime rate is so high. And my goal is to get back to, you know, the 90s and 80s where music was about love and having a good time. It was never about killing our brother and the negativity that is pushing today. So I feel that, you know, I want to stand out and bring that, you know, like you said, melodic is a vibe, but it's mixed also with rap, so it's still keeping up with the modern stuff.
Right, exactly. So earlier, you know, I was just talking about growing up in inner city or whatever. When I look at you, I see a generational curse breaker. So that's something I describe myself as. How did you know, like, you were different, and what kept you from the pitfalls of just joining a gang or, you get what I'm saying? Like, just falling in the pitfalls of just, you know, because, you know, today I was looking at some stuff, you know, there's been a lot of killings in our city. And when I look at that stuff, bro, these are people that look like us. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That come from the same place where we come from. So it's just like, for me, it's disheartening because I just be like, yo, that could have been me. But thank God, you know, that I just decided that, yo, that wasn't for me. That wasn't me. And I just wonder how many black young men that grow up with so many dreams of becoming somebody, but because of their circumstances and because of their surroundings, they decide, well, this is who I got to be. So I'm working on this new project. Normally I don't like to talk about it until I'm done with it, but I working on this new character that I was writing. He's a young guy or whatever. He wants to be a biochemist. And I wanted to change the narrative because it's always like, we got to be this and that, and our actor or rapper or this and that, you know. But what happens is, even though he has this dream of doing this, his circumstances, the pressures of being the man of the house, you get what I'm saying? Just all of these things that we have to go through that other maybe races or other neighborhoods, you know, people growing up in the suburbs or you know, don't have to go through some of the things that the people in the inner city have to go through. Not saying that people in the suburbs don't have to go through things because they do, but I'm saying as far as, like, we don't have the same resources. So I wonder, like, so many people that lost their lives in the streets or whatever, or just young black men, like, it's like, who told you that's who you are? Like, because I look at, like, my brother, my cousin, my cousin Eric, he locked up right now, but people start off okay. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and then something happens to these people, you know, black men, you get what I'm saying? Latino men, like all kind of men. Something happens in their childhood that breaks them. You get what I'm saying? And it changes them for the worse. And it's just like, when I look out and I see so many black men who are talented and can do so many different things, but decide, you know, I'm going to smoke this Dutch or I'm going to get this girl pregnant or just really broken. And people don't really see it. Like, they're really broken young, you know, young men. So it's just like, at the end of that day, like, how did you defeat all odds? Like, you're doing well for yourself. You live on your own, like, you know, I'm pretty sure you make, like I said, your vacation. Like, a lot of young men your age are still living at home, got a bunch of kids, you feel what I'm saying, being irresponsible, on the block all day, smoking weed, getting drunk, like, not being productive, but you was able to defeat all of that, and you were in the heart of it. You grew up in Wilbur section. So it's just like, when did you know, like, I'm different, like I ain't going to be like that, like, or did you always know your differences? Like, did you almost fall into, you know, temptation? Like, how did that happen?
Well, like, I grew up with my great-grandmother. So, you know, that was a blessing in itself because God gave me her as my angel. And, you know, she protected me. I had a praying grandmother. So I really feel like that was – it was like Moses. Like, you know, how he went through the river and he just stayed safe. God kept me safe through all these things. Like you said, growing up in the sections, I was surrounded by gangs, drugs, but I knew that I had a purpose in life. I knew that this wouldn't be my life. And like I said, my great-grandmother always stood in my head, if you go that route, this is what's going to come out of that, and I won't support you in that. If you do the drug dealing, you're only going to come out dead or in jail. So I knew, like, I wanted more than that. I didn't want to watch my back or have my family worrying. I wanted to get it the right way and show, you know, the younger generation that you don't have to do that, because actually that's not cool. It may sound cool in our generation because the rappers are rapping about it, but at the end of the day, they're not selling drugs. They're telling you to do it. So we got to change the narrative in our communities and make it be cool. You know, the guy that does real estate that you see barely, that's the cool guy. He's not flashy and showing his money, but he got it. You know what I mean? So that's the narrative I want to push. And like you said, and you, the name of your series, hurt people hurt people. So you gotta fly above it. You know what I mean? Eagles don't fly with pigeons. So if you know this is not what you want to be and this is not my crowd, hey, I'm not hanging with y'all. We can't kick it. Let's not be friends. You know, it's okay to move on. It's okay to be by yourself sometimes. You got to know how to be by yourself and love yourself enough to say, mm-hmm. I don't got to hang with nobody. I could be Davon by himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that, though, like what you said about being by yourself and loving yourself. And I was just talking to somebody, like, recently, and I would say I think most of the people in the world, not all, most of the people in the world don't even like themselves, don't even love themselves, don't even know who they are. Like, I right. think about, you know, how even with us as men, a lot of us, when we get out of one relationship, we on to the next. We're in a relationship with another relationship. And we never really take the time out. You see women, they might take a time. Some women might take time to take a little break, heal. And I feel like with us as men, like, we don't really want to sit still. You get what I'm right. saying? We don't really want to do the work. I see that a lot in men of all kind of races, like colors, creeds. Like, we don't want to do the work. And it's just like, you have to be get by yourself. You have to be by yourself. You have to get away from the crowd, get away from the noise. And I see yep. that a lot of people, not only they don't love themselves, they don't even like themselves. So what would you say to, I would love for you to, like, sometime in the show, if you want to, you know, if you're comfortable, you can spin a little bar, sing a little hook, you know what I'm saying, if you want to, whatever you want to, if you feel comfortable, I would love for you to do that. I would also say, like, what would you tell somebody, a younger Davon out there that's just like, listen, I'm growing up with my grandma, or I'm living with my mom, and or my dad don't want nothing to do with me. I don't have no positive role models. I know that I'm different, but at the end of the day, this is the life that God gave me. So I'm going to figure it out because my mom ain't got it, and I just got to do what I got to do. Like, what would you say to somebody who's on the verge of, in their heart, they know they're different, but they just don't see it ever getting no better. You know what I'm saying? And they just, they don't have the words. They don't have the tools to overcome their situation, but they, deep down, they have a dream or they have something and that's telling them, like, it's more, but they don't see more. They just see darkness. They just see drugs. They just see prostitution. They just see poverty. Like, what would you tell, like, a younger Davon? Like, what would you say?
Well, I would definitely say stay prayed up. Keep God first is definitely not just a saying. You definitely got to keep God first in everything that you do and know that God is here through you all because he will not leave you. At an early age, like I said, you know, I didn't have my father in my life and my mom was here, you know, she was there, but like I said, my great grandmother was the one that kept me grounded. And, she taught me about faith, which is the most important thing, you know, because even though you don't see what's going to come out of this, you have to know that God has better. Like it's always light at the end of the tunnel. And like I heard you say earlier in the show that, even though it may be bad now, it's just a season. It may be a season. You can't give up the fourth day when God said, all right, the fifth day I got for you to, you know, to break out rich. You never know.
Exactly.
So you can't give up. You cannot give up on something, a talent that God gave you. It's for what's for you is for you. It cannot be duplicated. It cannot be ruined by anybody else. Nobody has your life but you. That's what makes you special.
Exactly. Wow, that's the good thing. And I will also say that was another thing where, like I said, your attitude always just been positive as far as, like, you know, like you're saying, mom was there a little bit, grandma raised you, dad wasn't there. I feel like you've never been like a bitter person. And I felt like that was something for me as somebody who grew up with my dad and not my mom. Well, my mom was around. You get what I'm saying? I'm just saying I was raised by my dad. But I grew up with mommy issues. You get what I'm saying? And I talk about this on my show all the time. So just to see you just, like, overcome that and just be like, listen, I ain't mad at my mom. I ain't mad at my dad. Like, I'm going to be successful. I think that's great. Like, I'm just like, wow, your grandma really did a good job with you. However, I still commend you because you still took those tools and you ran with it. Because how many people that have a grandma or have somebody in their life and they like, listen, don't go this way. If you go this way, this is going to happen. And they don't listen. You
right,
get what
right.
I mean? So it's just a blessing, you know, that you was able to listen. You get what I'm saying? But Chat Next by DJ Legend, Brother O.
I truly understand what people may say. They believe to think how we think is far from okay. But I believe it's never okay to abandon your dreams. And it just so happens that our dream is to lift up a holy king. See, this is my life, my choice, and I choose to lift up my hands. And please don't be alarmed if when the music comes on, I begin to dance. And run across the room until I can barely catch my breath. And fall on the floor because I gave it all and have nothing left. See, I'm gonna worship until I pass out. See, I can't do worship. That I gotta do. See, Jesus was the only one that saved my soul. He took a chance on this broken hearted man, grabbed my hand and he made me whole. Yeah. See, Jesus was the only one who saved my soul. Word.
All right, you guys, and we are back. So my question is, I wanted to know, should we expect like a type of EP or album or anything like that? Like, do you see yourself doing like a body of work like that?
Oh yeah, definitely. I just left the studio the other day, and we're mastering down. I'm gonna do a 4-song EP. It'll be coming out next Friday. You can find it on all platforms, Avon Carnell, and it's gonna be called Evolving with Carnell.
Wow. So tell me about like, all right. So it's 4 songs. Like, how did you choose the 4 songs, and like, what's like the name of the song?
I did a session for 6 hours, so we just locked in on 4 songs as like a real like an introduction of my style, and I'm gonna do videos to it, and we're gonna keep dropping music every month just to keep it loaded, keep pushing music out for consumers.
Okay. So can you tell the people like your first single that you dropped? I don't know if that was a buzz single or that was just introduction single. I don't know what kind of single, but can you tell us about the single, the video that you got now? Let the people know where they can find it, you know, your YouTube and how to see it and everything like that.
Yeah, my first video was Essence. I did the Essence cover for the WizKid beat. And that was, you know, like you said, my first video. So I was learning my sound and, you know, trying to perfect my craft. But now you're going to see, like, I got much better, and like I said, you stay prayed up on your craft and study it, you're only going to get better. So exactly. I feel like I have a different sound now, and I got better. So like I said, these 4 songs is going to be like a reintroduction.
So do you see yourself, like, doing more performances?
Oh, yes, definitely. Performances, more, you know, I definitely want to relocate, but as of now, I've been, like, traveling to, like, all the major cities. Atlanta, L.A., New York, Texas, just trying to promote, get myself out there, making connections, you know, because, like I said, we're in Trenton, and there's not many, you know, outlets, so we got to move around.
Exactly. What, being signed, is that something that you, is a goal, or do you want to stay independent, have your own label, maybe collaborate, have some type of, maybe, you know, a partnership with a label, or, you know, like, where do you see yourself going as far as label, non-label, or some type of partnership with a label? Like, what does that look like for you?
I mean, the ideal objective is, you know, to be independent and start my own record label, Live and Evolve Records. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a partnership with a label is also good because, you know, they have the connections to push you and make you, you know, bigger than what you can make yourself.
Right. How important do you think humility is? Like, yeah, how important is that for you?
The melody, you said?
Yeah, humility, like being humble.
Oh, okay. Oh, I think it's extremely important because I don't, you know, I feel like you get your blessings like that. You know, when you're out here and you're doing good and you, it really matters how you treat people. So I try to stay humble and know that, you know, you gotta realize that God giveth and he can take it away. So I keep that in mind and I don't take life for granted. I love life, waking up every morning. And I try, like I said, I try to substitute the negative in my mind with positive. Sometimes I don't want to go to work, but instead of saying, oh, I got to go to work, I say, thank God I get to go to work, because so many people don't have, and right now we're in a recession, so I thank God that I get to go to work and I can provide for me, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. What do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
5 years, definitely a successful multimillionaire.
Okay.
From music, from music, yeah, definitely from music, music, clothing line, definitely real estate. I want to definitely get into real estate with home. I'm going to start off with homes in Trenton and renting them out. And then I want to lead to commercial and rental space areas.
Wow.
So like I said, the music is definitely like a hobby, you know, that could take us to the next level, but we got bigger plans than that.
That's what's up. How important, So, I'm going to ask one question, and then, two questions, but one of them I wanted to ask, how important is your faith? And then the second question I wanted to ask, what do you say to people who say that, because I know that you're, I don't know exactly where you are in your relationship with God now, but I know when we were younger, I definitely knew you was a Christian back then. So, like, I would say, what does faith look like to you? And as far as now, what do you say if you are a Christian? What do you say to people who say Christians shouldn't do, secular music?
We get that a lot, because we're Christians, we're held to a higher standard, I feel like. But I feel, God give us this talent. There's no sin that's bigger than the other sin, and we all fall short. I think that God judges by your heart. If I'm making secular music and going out and acting on this stuff, now we have a problem. But, this is music. It's meant to make you feel good, and it's a vibe. I'm not on a track cussing, kill this person. You know what I mean? So God knows my heart, and he knows my intentions. So I don't feel no type of way about it, because me and God, like I said, God is my best friend. So we have an understanding. Like, that's like my father. Hey, God, I'm going to use the talent that you gave me. I know I may sin. I'm sorry. But like I said, no, there's no sin bigger than the other, and our Father is going to forgive us. And you got to know that, and you can't worry, because once the worry comes in, that's the devil. Now you let the devil creep in, and you thinking God mad. God not even mad at you. He just wanted the conversation.
Wow, bro. Listen, I need a little bit of what you got. Would you ever see yourself doing hold on to that question. Do you ever see yourself doing a gospel album in the future? Caller one, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, Ricardo, how you doing, young man of God?
Hey, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing excellent, man.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, first of all, it's a blessing, man, to hear you on tonight along with your special guest. It does my heart good, fam, to be able to hear the youth is really, really doing something and saying something positive besides a whole lot of negative stuff that's being plastered all over the media. So for you to be on with our great company, man, I'm telling you, you're really, really doing it up. I just want to salute you and honor to your special honored guest, man. I want to hear more from what you're talking about. I definitely want to support you and try to get as many people as I possibly can that I know. Because it's time for us to bridge the gap. Because for a long time, because of the negative stuff that's been plastered, to me, it's not music.
Yes, sir.
Like what DJ Lansky is playing along with what y'all doing, that's music for the soul right there. And you are inspiration to not just the youth, you're inspiration to me as an elder. So I just want to let you know that.
I'm
a host.
I appreciate
of We
that,
Will
sir.
Away You. No doubt. I'm a host of We Will Away You. And my next show would be actually my 6th anniversary with the greatest company in internet history, Our Story. And along with celebrating my 6 years, I'll be honoring all mothers because I had one of the best to ever incarnate here. She made a transition in 2009, so I'm getting ready to really celebrate her life as well. But again, it's not just my mother, all mothers, because anyone or most of us have some type of mother. You get what I'm saying? And it's time for her to get her respect, especially dealing with the original mother of all civilization. And, that'll be May 4th at 9:30 on a Thursday on this great company. Come back and celebrate with me, okay?
All right.
Most definitely. I appreciate that, sir.
Thank you. All right, you guys, check next by DJ Legend, Brother O.
Let's go, David.
Seen a lot of folk come and a lot go. Seen a few stand and a lot fold. But time tells when it goes down. It's a heart check for you, play with it. And salute to every last one of you to stay with it. Poppin'. Seen a lot come and a lot go.
When the money ain't come pronto, I know many of them did it for the grotto. Played us, couldn't play God though. Watch your hallelujah, God the ruler. Stop as soon as it ain't popped though. You tried to do your gospel music, when it did not pop, you got ghost. Can't do it for the bag, the Louis with the tag. If you drop and you not pursuing it for dad, could he trust you to be a steward of your family when you ain't wanna do it for the few of them you had? God could've gave me a prenup. Still would've did it for the bleezer. I ain't even know that I'd be up ever. Do it anyway, but for the king, I never. Keep on belling, whether we falling beneath y'all and M to G, not felling, it's G-O-M-ing. We keep telling them about Christ, whether or not I keep on selling. We know that we told the G-O, so we go, cause we on where he on, you know. In it for the most high, kill him with the most ties. We flow free-o like trio below, let's go.
Oh my.
I seen a lot of folk come and a lot go. Seen a few stand and a lot fold, but time tells when it goes down. It's a hard check for you play with it. And salute to every last one of you to stay with it.
What if God said you never be poppin'? Poppin'.
Would you still ride the wave? Would you abide or would you resign? And would you deny the name? You finna ride or will you decline and quit making time to pray? Would you say bye today? What if God said you never be rich? Would you go and run to his enemy? Would you give up his identity? Would you only stay if you can get paid good money for what you pretend to be? Would you keep the same energy? If he said you'd never be, what if he said you never
be? First, let me spell any self-righteousness. I am not righteous because I write like this. And doing Christian rap won't earn me more favor. Not with the Savior, I'm serving my neighbor. However, you know who missed out? When you switch up, end up taking that route. With no clear explanation, come out your mouth. Just severing ties, took the gospel out. I'm talking about the people that I followed you, the influence you're gonna. You really wanna throw it down the drain? You can't even take a little moment to explain the components to the people why you taking out his name. Okay, cool, then don't throw dirt on the genre. Doing Christian rap, I guess it ain't for you no more. Who gon' know? We don't know what you've been processing, digesting, how it and got in your soul. Listen, this is my statement on the matter. Hear from your elder statesman on the matter. Doing Christian rap is a category that should stay pure with the message. And those who do it ain't no better than the next man who'll rap about whatever. But if you in it, stay true to the genre and don't be moving and pursuing the commas. Thanks.
Oh my.
I seen a lot of folk come and a lot go. Seen a few stand and a lot fold, but time tells when it goes down. It's a hard check for you play with it. And salute to every last one of you to stay with it.
What if God said you never be poppin'? Poppin'.
Would you still ride the wave? Would you abide or would you resign? And would you deny the name? You finna ride or will you decline and quit making time to pray? Would you say bye today? What if God said you never be rich? Would you go and run to his enemy? Would you give up his identity? Would you only stay if you can get paid good money for what you pretend to be? Would you keep the same energy? If he said you'd never be, what if he said you'd never be?
All right, you guys, that playlist was from the greatest DJ in internet history, man. Brother O, thank you. I love the musical selection, especially me being a believer, you know, and I love music. So I love music that I can vibe to. So shout out to you, Brother O. So what I wanted to say is there or was there someone in your life, bro? I know you talked about your grandma. But anything in your grandma, but was there somebody in your life that inspired you to dream bigger? Like, could it have been a teacher? I know Monday has been, you know, was in your life when you was younger. Like, was there someone outside of your home, since you already talked about your grandma, was there somebody outside of your home that made you say, oh, it's possible? Like, the dream could dream for me when maybe you didn't feel like it was possible.
Yeah, definitely. I really think it takes a village. Like, you know, back in the day, it was the whole neighborhood that looked after your child. It wasn't just the parents, you know. If you wasn't home when the streetlights came around, you got to watch out for the auntie off, you know, around the corner because she going to tell your mom. So I really think it takes a village, you know. So I got, you know, inspired by, I have host of aunts and uncles, you know. buying houses and, you know, riding through neighborhoods and seeing mansions. And like you said, I love to go on vacation because, you know, our people, some people I know that haven't even been out of Trenton. And I'm like, wow. But, you know, when you go to these different places, it opens your mind up and you say, yeah. Oh, it's something more than where I come from. I need to strive to get this. And we can have these things. They just don't want us to know about these things.
Bro, listen.
And like you said earlier, you know, the rap is really poisoning our communities. And they're pushing it. That's why they're pushing in the narrative, because it's keeping us oppressed. It's keeping us closed-minded.
Right. And it's so unfortunate because people are so misinformed because this is all they know. You get what I mean?
Right.
I would say, like, for me, when I decided to give my life back to God, because it was a time where, you know, I turned away from God, you know, and I was, like, in the world just, you know, wilding. And I listened to all that music. It was a vibe and all of that. But the moment God began to change me, I'm like, yo, I was listening to that garbage. Like, it's just nothing. It's just basically promoting to be a junkie. You get what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm just
exactly.
Like, wow. Like, when was it ever cool to be a junkie? But they're promoting it. And and this is what I realized, too. Like, I imagine a lot of these celebrities or people in authority or people that they look up to, people are idolizing these people and almost as if, you know, they're like God. And
right.
I wonder how much blood is going to be on some of these people's hands, because like we talked about the gift, our gifts come from God, but we choose to participate in evil. So you can only imagine these artists who begged God, give me an opportunity. God, I promise you, I'm going to worship you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that for you. To only, you know, turn their back on God. I think about the scripture where it talks about Jesus. You get what I'm saying? And he was in the wilderness, and here comes the devil. But if you even, when you think about the scripture, when the devil came to Jesus when he was hungry, you get what
right.
I'm saying? He came to him when he was feeling weak. And that's what he do. But then he tried to tell Jesus, like, listen, you do this, I'm going to give you the whole world. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, imagine those people where, you know, the enemy, you hear about all this demonic stuff in the entertainment world where he's, like, promising people, you do this and you do that. And so many people, because of where they come from, and they really feel like, yo, this is my way out. You know, I'd rather sell my soul then go back and live in the project, eat with the noodles. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's so crazy because I hear some celebrities who got record deals didn't work out. They might be working regular jobs, and some turned out to be believers. And you'll hear them say they have so much more peace that they thought that them having that life, you feel me, making the money, the music and all of that, the women and all that, they thought that they would be fulfilled, and to only find out when they got the life that they thought they wanted, it wasn't what they thought they wanted. So that's why, I mean, we see celebrities that so many people look up to are on drugs, or you see so many rich people that are killing their stuff. So it can't be money that's going to, or success that makes you happy. You get what I mean?
And it's definitely like you said, like I said before, you got to keep God first, because if you don't know who you are and, like, you get all that money, you're going to lose yourself. And that's why I say, like, I thank God for holding it off, because I have a different mindset. You know, like I said, you have to live and evolve. Being a millionaire at 30 is different being a millionaire at 18. You know, at 18, I was still in the hood. So if I thank you, God would have blessed me back then and not show me what he revealed to me now. Like I said, after time, God reveals people around you. They let you know their intentions so that, hey, they can't come with me to the next step. You know what I mean? Like, people are in your life. Some people are forever. Some people are for a season. So that's what God reveals to you when you pray with God. And a lot of these people, like you said, they have money, but they're not happy because they don't even know who they are. They don't even know who they are. So why would they believe in Jesus? And also, like you said, when the devil came and Jesus in the wilderness and the people were betraying him, they didn't surprise Jesus. Jesus knew what was going to come out of that. The same thing with me. Like, people, they're going to talk. They're going to say negative things. But guess what? They talked about Jesus. So go ahead. Talk about me. That means I'm righteous enough to be talked about.
You know what's so crazy, and I really respect that about you. I remember during his movie premiere, and I was talking to the lady. She was like, yeah, you can't bring no food in here. And then the one thing that, to me, it was really a blessing in the sense, like, taking that loot off of me. What I was thinking was, what people are going to say? What I'm giving a person something to talk about. But then I realized that everybody that come to my movie premiere, bro, is not people that's going to support me. Some people come in there and see if I failed. Some people going to see if it's something to talk about. You get what I mean? Like, it's like everybody that goes to a funeral. Everybody don't go to the funeral because they love that person. Some people go because they know you. They want to see what's going on. You get what I mean?
What's your plans, right?
So I said, you know, at the end of the day, my apology, it won't be no fool. But I said, you know, it is a free event. So it's just like, it is what it is. People go, like you said, people going to talk. And I got to be able to have that thick skin and say, you know what? They talked about Jesus. Who am I? You get what I'm saying?
And you know what? That's the beauty of it, because that's the test. That's the test God going to give you. Like you said, you're writing movies, brother. You're doing something monumental. Like, this is you, Tyler Perry big. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I applaud you, and I don't never want you to forget who you are and forget the talent that God gave you. That's not easy what you're doing, and everybody can't do that. And like I said, Richard, you got to – I had to make myself less accessible because people wasn't treating me how I looked at myself. I looked at myself as the King of the Most High. I'm the son of, you know, I'm the son of God. You got to treat me like that. You can't just treat me like I'm somebody regular. So, like I said, you're doing something exceptional, brother. You're doing movies. So when you get there, you got to know who's around you, the company you keep. Like I said, birds together, flock together. That's a true statement. So if we not on the same mission, you can't be around me. And then, like I said, there's no love lost. Jesus only had certain disciples. Everybody couldn't run with Jesus. You know what I mean? You had to be on the same road. Just like Noah, when he was building the ship, they looked at him like he was stupid. But what happened when it started storming? You know what I mean?
Oh man, this is so real. You feel me? And that's why I would love, like, in the future to create a safe space for, like, men, black men, whatever, all races of men, where we could talk to each other, you feel what I'm saying, have healthy relationships, you get what I'm saying? Because I feel like as black men, and when I say black men, I'm saying as a black man because I am a black man, but it's for all men. But I feel like growing up in inner city, you know, you're kind of tough to be tough and to not show your feelings. And it's just like, I feel like that's what contributes to so many men start off as little boys. Mothers don't realize that these little boys are going to grow up to be men one day. So you're telling your kids, your sons, your little kids, you know, to be tough and don't show emotion and, oh, you're a punk and you're this or that, you know, don't be this. And then these kids, they grow up with so much suppressed anger. And that's why a lot of them, they deal with all of that anger with what they're smoking or, you know, they're getting older, they're killing people because they're so angry inside. You get what I mean? And it's just like, as a black man, that has to be so hard that you have feelings, but you're supposed to suppress them, like, because you're almost supposed to be like a robot. You're almost supposed to be like, I don't know, not human, like, oh, you got feelings, are you? So it's just like, we haven't really been taught how to compartmentalize our feelings. You get what I'm saying? And that's why I said, again, kudos to your grandmother. But one thing that you said about knowing your worth, you feel me? And that's why I say, like, where you at your age is really inspiring, because for you to know who you are, and I say this on my show, I didn't start loving myself till like recently, like really, really loving, liking myself. You get what I'm saying? And I think that's such a great thing for you at your age to be like, listen, I had to, you know what I'm saying, cut the dead weight off. You know what I'm saying? People wasn't treating me, you know, how I was supposed to treat it. Because I always say people only treat you how you treat yourself. So if people know that you're not treating yourself good, then people are only going to treat you how you are towards yourself, because people can't do to you what you don't allow them to do. So,
exactly.
I think for you to say that, like, that's dope. Like, and I'm like, dang, bro, I got to, you know, I'm going to get there. But, like, how do you know, you know, when I see your video, I see a whole bunch of guys around you, you know, celebrating with you. How do you know who's for you? Like, how do you know, okay, this person around for this, but deep down inside, like, how do you know who's for you, who's a lifetime, who's a season, who's a good time, not a long time, or do you only learn as experience go on?
Like I said, also, like I said, I had my great grandmother in my life, and she was so in tune with God. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I would bring people home from school. She could look at you and say, "You're not no good." And I used to wonder, like, how you do this? But now I have that blessing. But you can always tell someone's intentions. Not always, because they play a good role. But you gotta pray, man, and you gotta know that the people you got around you gonna be solid. If they say you want to know your friends, go broke. The people that's gonna be with you through it all, and that's why I said you gotta live, because, you know, you're gonna make mistakes in life. You're gonna hurt feelings. You're gonna do wrong. But who's still gonna be there? Who's gonna say, "I forgive you, Davon, and I still love you"? At the end of the day, that's who you know is in your corner. When you, because you know, family, they do stuff to us. We do stuff to them. But guess what? At the end of the day, we're family, and if it happens between us, it stays between us.
Absolutely. I would say, before we get to our next track, listen, you my bro, I appreciate you. You know, we're not done. I just want to say this again. I appreciate you. I love you, bro.
I appreciate you too. I love you too.
Listen, I don't want nothing from you but for you to be successful. You get what I'm saying? And continue, you know what I mean, to be successful and to continue to inspire. Like, you know, like a lot of people, we out here, everybody wanting something from somebody. People not loving each other. People are using people. And that's why I just wanted to let you know, I don't want nothing from you. I just want to see you successful, and I want to see you be the best version of yourself. So,
and you know, and I was about to just say, you know, brother, like you said, I love you too, man. And that's the beauty of it. Like, that's what we have to start doing as black men. I'm not going to say, well, like you said, it's men, period. But, you know, our African-American culture, we don't stick together, and it hurts, because it's like when God blesses us, you know, that's our purpose in life. It's about how you made people feel. You cannot take that money with you. You can't take that house with you or them fancy cars, you know. But it's about who did you impact. So, you know, like I said, if I make it, brother, and I know you do movies, hey, we gonna give you some money to write that script out and whatever you need. Even if I got to hold the camera and shoot the video for you, we're going to get the job done so we all successful at the end of the day.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. All right, you guys, check next by DJ Legend, brother. Oh.
Man, what this dude pulling up on me for?
Drop your weapon!
It's not a weapon, it's a microphone, man. I'm just coming from rehearsal.
Drop your weapon! Drop your weapon!
Okay,
drop it!
Okay.
God put each one of us here for a specific purpose. We got a mission. And I wasted so much time down here chasing stuff that didn't even matter. Lord, just promise me you won't do the same thing.
One thing I learned about life,
one life,
is everybody can't like you. And if they like you,
one life,
what that really mean at the end of the day? You only got to answer to one man, one man.
One life.
You better know who you are. And I'm D1.
So tired. Riding the fence, feel like the law looking down, like D, I ain't convinced, it all hit me one night, what's my purpose on this earth, I think I lost sight, alright, it's kinda hard to stay focused up in this game,
why
so many bad influences be tempting you to change, I know the people see I'm a positive dude on stage, but it's the difference between being positive and being sage, get deep with me, I'm in the room playing music for some industry folks, woo, I keep that heat with me, I feel like they could take me to the next level, trying to impress them and show them my talent special, look, the conversation turns religious,
what?
It's so convenient to say I believe in God and keep it real vague and not specific,
what?
Do I not want to offend nobody, do I not want to go in detail and risk them talking crazy about me, am I worried about what's convenient for me, am I disowning Christ before others, Matthew 10:33, man, am I playing as safe as can be, no sir, I'm not afraid to proudly claim my Christianity,
I'm a Christian,
and that don't mean I think I'm perfect, but I know I got a purpose, that's why I'm on my grind,
I'm a Christian,
got God's favor so I shine, my swag is divine, operating on his time,
I'm a Christian,
I can't deny it, I can't deny it, no need to hide it,
I'm a Christian,
whoa, 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 whoa.
Different mission, unashamed.
This position,
sanctified.
With a vision,
down the ride.
I ain't tripping.
Devil trying to
catch me slipping.
Now I be on
television.
So all of the
states risen.
Not gon' die.
Go to prison.
Not a product
of the system.
Nah, I'm rebelling and telling my brethren that with the media yelling and selling won't get them to heaven.
No, sir.
Ooh. Get deep with me.
Jesus
died for my sins on the cross, but this girl trying to sleep with me.
Ooh.
Should I do it and satisfy my flesh? Or make them some excuse like, I forgot the latex. Or do I man up and say I can't do it? Cause I ain't trying to disobey the word of God. Am I scared I'm gonna look foolish? Am I scared she gonna make fun of me? Not no more, cause I probably submit to this Bible sitting in front of me.
I'm a Christian.
And that don't mean I think I'm perfect, but I know I got a purpose. That's why I'm on my grind.
I'm a Christian.
Got God's favor so I shine. My swag is divine, operating on his time.
I'm a Christian.
I can't deny it, I can't deny it. No need to hide. Quick to judge. Can't wait for me to slip so they could quickly pull a plug. It ain't no love. They say I hang out with the thugs. If I recall right, Jesus hung out with the thugs. Am I lying? But it's never just because. No, I'm really on my grind. Mark 2:17, yeah, that be really on my mind. I'm relatable, yeah, different. Yes, I walk that thin line. Most can't, but I can. It's difficult, but I'm trying. So I pray I affect those around me. I pray I influence the environments that surround me. I pray for all the people who judge me or who don't get me. The hatred don't affect me, they was never riding with me. Ride with me in this tank. You ain't safe up in your car. Spread the word, trending topic, yeah, this is spiritual war. God's army, Satan's army, tell me who you fighting for. Most don't even know he's fighting. And that's who I'm writing for, to enlighten ya.
I'm a Christian.
And that don't mean I think I'm perfect, but I know I got a purpose. That's why I'm on my grind.
I'm a Christian.
Got God's favor so I shine. My swag is divine, operating on his time.
I'm a Christian.
I can't deny it, I can't deny it. No need to hide it.
All right, so we are back. I wanted to know, if you weren't doing music, what would you be doing? Like, if you wasn't doing music,
definitely what I'm doing now. You know, I do engineering right now. Engineering, like I said, I'm using my career to save money, to buy assets that, you know, make money in my sleep. Like I said, real estate, trucking, my clothing line. I'm just trying to invest my money in crypto, stocks, all types of things to make money in my sleep to attain generational wealth and financial freedom.
Oh, that's what's up. Wow, that's amazing. All right, so can you tell everybody, like, again, like your social, well, you didn't get a chance to, can you tell everybody, like, your social media and, you know, where they can find you, where they can find the music and all of those things?
Yeah, I'm on social media. I am at Evolving with Carnell. Davon Carnell is the name on the social media. You can find my music on SoundCloud right now, my video on YouTube. And then, like I said, I have an EP that's dropping next Friday on all platforms, Apple, YouTube, Amazon, every platform will be available. And then I have also videos dropping. Like I said, I'm going to start real estate this year. They need to come down on APRs, though, brother.
Yeah. For real, for real. All right, everybody. Is it Goldie time? Here's your father, your mother's and father's favorite producer.
When I talk fake, hey, I'ma catch a body when I talk fake, hey, first 48, first 48, put the death to all.
all inside me. Why that old man be coming back? I thought I already got him. I be tempted every day, I'ma look the other way. Staying in my place of worship, how I'm building up my faith. He gon' put me to the test, my anointing is so fresh. I deny my flesh, change my name to Big Bless. I'm casting out my demons over here, they no more good. My temple clean, my sins gone, they nailed them on the wood.
Verse 48, devil tried to lock me up in court. Christ, he beat the case, now I keep that boy under the floor. Cause I was full of hate, but now he getting beat. I'm running up the score like Golden State, your soul is staking. Well done is really all I'm trying to hear. Can comprehend why I was lost, the cost was more than I could bear. But often scoff is there, a loss is rare. Whenever my boss is there, L's I call to bear. But now the fruit I bear, let you know he's here.
Putting off that old man, I done killed him off like Roseanne. Hey, track, I'ma go ham, and I only do it for the soul span. Cold case, verse 48, talking about the old me, man, I don't relate. I got one vision like OVA, and it's my time, that's what the roadie say. Hey, where'd he go? Where'd he go? That boy covered in the blood like Gary, though. You see the cross on your neck, dog? Me and my partner, Terry, though. Got a scary flow, make a demon tremble. Pen sold out, dog, keep the rental. God's kingdom gon' suffer violence, look, we ain't stopping till the beat is settled, yeah.
Verse 48, put the death to old man, that's a cold case, cold case. I'ma catch a body when I talk faith, hey, hey. I'ma catch a body when I talk faith. Verse 48, put the death to old man, that's a cold case, cold case. I'ma catch a body when I talk face, hey, hey. I'ma catch a body when I talk face, hey, hey.
Verse 48, they check the murder rate. I put myself to death so I could see the pearly gate. I got a new birth today, put under the dirt today. Hunger and I thirsted for righteousness, put the world away. Chalk line, right there by the bed. Hey, the old man that I used to be, I promise now we dead. I bring flowers to the funeral, everything look beautiful. Righteous won't you give me, God, I promise now it's suitable.
First 48, flesh on the flat line. Yellow tape, white chalk, boy, nap time. Can't believe I caught a body between you and I. And that body was my body, that's a suicide. I gotta die to myself if I wanna live eternal. That blicky poppin' red and pocket, a boy without the kernel. Now I'm brand new, label me dead stock. Face down, cause of death was a headshot.
Look, I'm deep inside of 1 Timothy, I'm in love with your sweet word. I was on the block with the wicked one, never thought that we could be heard. But I'm filled now with the Holy Spirit, I ain't bound me down to Caesar. I'ma walk around with a sober mind, cause I know I gotta be alert. I lift my hands up like a white flag, fell down but I'm right back. Hey, try to come and dissect, but I'm still here with a Christ at. Better praise him with a rock will, right here when the rock still. He gave me this favor, but I'ma go praise him, yeah, cause all is well.
Verse 48, put the death to old man, that's a cold case, cold case. I'ma catch a body when I talk face, hey, hey. I'ma catch a body when I talk face, hey, hey. Verse 48, put the death to old man, that's a cold case, cold case. I'ma catch a body when I talk face. Catch your body when I talk
faith,
hey, hey.
Verse 48, no. Demons running up, they gon' get slayed, yo. Jesus what I'm needing, so I pray, no. They got me more than heaven when I lay, yo. And demons running up and I'ma catch a body. Killing demons day to day, so often spiritually a hobby. Nasty murder, water on the bread, the body getting soggy. Better call ahead because the body bagging, get your body.
Jesus, I learned to trust you when worse come to worse. I don't say that for hype, because it lit clean on the shirt. Every mountain's a mission, every loss is a lesson. Every life from the enemy, write it off like deductions. It's a new song, I've been reborn. No qualms, never lukewarm. He remains Lord, my God, hallelujah. He found me when I was knee deep in my worst mistakes. Body bagging my old ways, verse 48.
Flesh dead, rap sheets around him like a ghost. Spit with your EMS, I let him know. I can hear the devil screaming, no. I only see the body with a soul. Jesus is my God, switch roles. The Bible on my side, no pole. Like dirty devil, like check out. You can see the flesh tag on my toe. My life I give, they say kill, oh life I kill. Price he pray like ain't no bill. Got a shovel in the whole flesh dead, you dig? Like we representing for the kids. I'm blood bought, can't place no bid. Put God first, that's what I did. Through God, deceit the devil what it is. Ah,
Verse 48, put the death to old man, that's a cold case, cold case. I'ma catch a body when I talk face, hey, hey. I'ma catch a body when I talk face, hey, hey. Verse 48, put the death to old man, that's a cold case, cold case. I'ma catch a body when I talk face, hey, hey. I'ma catch a body when I talk face, hey, hey.
I'm turned up to the max, whoa. Think I'm playing, you can act alone. Saving souls and it's so amazing. Saving souls like I'm going crazy. Let me testify how Jesus saved my soul. Changed my heart when it was cold. Verse 48, Hey, tell me what the hate for. Why you told that K, bro? The price is payroll. First 48, youngin' better stop sinning. Playing with that devil, hit your knees and do repentance.
Talk around that body, my past life is just getting go. Driving to my partner's and family, price is what I'm on. My God, someone called Zippers, no PD. I be in the city for my job. Character is over talent, ain't no balance. Had to write my rhyme. I look over my corpse, I'm joyous. I'm thanking God, he sent me fruits of repentance. Hit this sentence, changed my life 180. 48, your man down, it's another homie. Hey, you were safe, your best is new life to everybody.
I'm preaching truth, can you feel him at your door? The word of God will touch your heart and penetrate your mind and soul. Exposing what's up inside, you see but you don't see right. Pluck it out, it makes you sin or you've been held with two eyes. Sharper than a sword, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gotta kill the flesh, so it's time to go to war. Lacing up my boots, where all hell is breaking loose. In the trenches with some troops, so I KMS the loot. Man, verse 48, verse 48. Put the death to old man, that's a cold case, cold case. I'ma catch a body when I talk fake. Hey, hey, I'ma catch a body when I talk fake. Hey, hey, verse 48, verse 48. Put the death to old man, that's a cold case, cold case. I'ma catch a body when I talk fake. Hey, hey, I'ma catch a body when I talk fake. Hey, hey.
I love this show so much because I get a chance to, you know, flex my, you know, my muscle when it comes down the wheels to steal, because a lot of times people forget about gospel rap who are not, you know, in the faith. And I get a chance to really play some songs that are of Ricardo Rashard's generation. And every show has a premise, and every show will give you what you need. Tomorrow night, we come back on with a outstanding DevNet classic. Tomorrow night, we will have Minister Audrey Dennis going way back in 2013 with the original BevNat Classic. Soulful Inclinations tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time, right here. Big NN, Beverly Nation Network. And, of course, WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi underscore time. Ola Dona Malay Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or one for program tonight, oladelay.ngozi@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite, do so Ola Dona Malay Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Thank you, Ricardo Rashard. And now back to him at this time.
All right, you guys. So listen, I'm really, really excited about this show. It was just awesome. I want to let y'all know, again, my movie is coming out May the 12th. Please pull up to your boy if you're in the area of New Jersey, Philly. If you want to come down from New York, that would be great as well. I really believe that I'm on to something great. Again, you know, everything that I do is to honor God. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, that those that exalt themselves will be humbled, and those that humble themselves will be exalted. So I'd rather humble myself and God through the exalting instead of my own self. There's a lot of people out here hurting. Please, 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 if you feel it on your heart to reach out to somebody that you haven't talked to in a long time, please reach out. Let them know you love them, you've been thinking about them. Because you never know what people are going through. We all need love. Again, you know, I'm just a young boy from my East Trenton that just wanted to be used by God. Also, remember, again, you know, I talk about Christ. If you ever want to decide that you want a relationship with Christ, listen, you don't have to wait to church to accept Christ. You can do it right now. You know, you can just believe in your heart, confess with your whole heart, and allow God to do the changing on you and through you, you know. Because a lot of times we feel like we got to change automatically and God to do the work. And, yo, it's like a partnership. You get what I mean? It's a scripture in the Bible that says if you draw close to God, God will draw close to you. So as you draw close to God, he's drawing close to you and he's working on it. And you pour it out your heart like, listen, God, I want to stop doing this. I want to stop doing that. Like, and he'll work on it with you. He'll partner with you. So you do your work, he going to do the work. Y'all partnership, you know, like, Devon said earlier, is about being a best friend with God, partnership with him. So I just want to let y'all know, like, listen, he the answer. I'm nothing without him. Be on the lookout. Love you guys. Stay blessed. And remember, you are worthy because God said you're worthy. All right, you guys, be blessed. Have a good night.
Appreciate you, Russell.